1380.
Now I'm in my happy place.
Feels right.
Haven't been till now.
You ought to get a Verizon phone. You'll be in a happy place.
You ought to get some tires from the independent tire dealer.
All I need is a little Communards up in here.
Charter. Some Rhymes Heating and Cooling. Dave Sinclair Car.
Wingy wingy?
For a wing. Welcome back to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380. We were just with Bernie Miklas talking about his column on Barry Bonds and the Cardinals' potential for trades. You're welcome to get involved on that at 969-1380. 1-800-491-1380. And we'll take your phone calls here in this segment. In the 9 o'clock hour, we are hoping to catch up with Jay Williamson, who made the British Open yesterday after losing in a playoff to Kenny Perry at the John Deere Classic in Quad Cities. Your chance to get involved right now here on Team 1380. Rudy joins us. Good morning, Rudy.
You know, Bonds' last home run's going to be worth $1 million. Don't you think that would draw people to the stadiums just to try to have a chance to, you know, go in the ballgame and win $1 million?
Sure. I think Bonds would sell a lot of tickets.
You know, he could probably sell out Pittsburgh. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. I noticed you guys never said anything about how much that last ball is going to be worth.
Okay. Yeah, we left that out.
Hey, Rudy.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice evening on Saturday at Lush?
I got trashed, man. I was down. Everybody around me is just dying or dead or dying. It's been crazy.
You're gonna have to speak up a little bit. We're having a tough time.
He said everyone around him is dead, which means that trailer probably doesn't smell so good.
Is that what you said?
When I see my neighbor's son had to carry my neighbor in, you know, it's like he got cancer real bad. You know, 3 tumors in the head and everything. And I was just down, and I got drunk.
Did you?
Okay, I'm sorry, you guys.
You spilled a couple drinks, too, didn't you?
One. Somebody actually ran into my arm, knocked it out of my hand. It was
Doug, you ran into Rudy's arm?
I did not. No, I saw it happen, though.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you there.
Rudy showed up at Lush on Saturday night sporting. What kind of, you kind of look like the crocodile hunter.
Yes, he did.
Not the one from the dirty.com. But he had like a cowboy hat on, and he got there bright and early, which was great because I'm trying to, you know, organize and whatever an event to have him following me around screaming at me to get him a drink. I mean, berating me. He goes, $5 doesn't mean anything to you, but it means a lot to me, and I came here to try and help your event out, and I want a drink. I go, our event's fine without you. So
no, I think he makes it.
All right, I really think
his presence just adds a little texture to the event.
So I'm upstairs at Lush, and one of the guys at Lush goes, I got to tell you something. Over the last year since this place has been open, I've seen some weird things. I've never seen one of the patrons grab a mop and just start mopping the floor for no reason.
He did that. Maybe he was mopping his own spillage.
And I looked down, and sure enough, Rudy's down on the dance floor in the middle of a large number of people mopping.
Did he bring his own mop, or was it a club mop?
I don't know.
Because that's apparently a trend.
Oh, is that right?
In the clubs in New York.
It's kind of a dance.
It's called mop hopping.
Yeah.
You go from bar to bar with your own mop, and you dance with the mop. Seriously.
Man, I thought
I had not heard that.
I was on all the latest trends.
I'm way behind.
Yeah. You got to watch TMZ.
Really?
Yeah.
Mop dancing.
Mop hopping.
Mop hopping.
Mop hopping.
So that Paris Hilton goes around with a
mop? She's mop hopped, yeah.
So Rudy is actually cutting it.
Yes. Yes.
Man, I didn't realize that was
I did not know that.
I just thought he was mopping because he was so destroyed.
No, that guy on your website, the short guy that you make fun of, the...
Me?
What do they call him? You send his picture into the dirty?
I don't know the guy with the
sunglasses?
Oh, Ted Touche.
Yeah.
That's producer Joe's work.
He's mop hopped.
Ted Touche. But what about that cougar hunter, Jake?
Oh, he's a smooth dog. He just kind of looks around and decides who the best looking woman in the place is and walks over. And 2 minutes later, they're holding hands and snuggling and making plans for their weekend in the Hamptons.
Is that true?
I saw it.
Is that true?
It's absolutely true.
You think he goes up to him and says, I'm a good friend of Doug Vaughn? What's going on with
his whole line?
That won't get him anything.
I swear to you on this. I'm not making this up. He goes up to really attractive broads at these places, and he says, "Hey, would you like to meet Doug Vaughn?"
Oh, baloney.
I just said that.
Swear to God, he does.
At these places.
I swear. Well, when you're there, I swear to you.
What was that?
Small explosion. Oh, nice. Harvey Levin, good man. That's what he goes, "Where's Doug? Where's Doug? I think he left." Oh, that's my whole game.
Really? Are you telling the truth?
I swear to you. That's what he told me. Now, whether or not it's true or not, Cougar and Jake, call in. So we have this broad. This is the truth, and you know who I'm talking about. I'm sure her picture's up on the site. She's sitting in our, we have like a section.
Doug, do you know?
You'll know when I start describing.
I know the one that he was targeting, yeah.
Okay. There's a girl sitting in our section, and usually I'm pretty aware of who is in our section. Saturday night, we had all kinds of scragglers in there, and if I were in a pissier mood, I would have just been booting people, because there were just all kinds of hangers-on in there. There really were. But there was some girl in there who I didn't want to kick at. She was unbelievable, and she just had kind of gotten in there. And I don't know. She had one of those deals with the double-sided tape holding their dress together. Otherwise, her deals would have shot out.
I was wearing the same thing.
I noticed that. I didn't want to say it, but that's true.
Yeah. Thanks for noticing.
Cougar Hunter Jake. Cougar Hunter Jake targets her. They go up to the supply closet, the very same supply closet where Rudy got his mop. And he goes in there and engages in some heavy petting with her. That's how smooth of a dog Cougar Hunter Jake is. He went into the supply closet at Lush.
And she was like, "Hey, you want to go to the supply closet?"
Yes.
"Sure. You know Doug Vaughn. Why not?"
And about an hour later, she's on the dance floor engaging while that I Kissed a Girl song is on, engaging in some lesbian activity. And then she's kind of messing around with some other guy after that. And I go, "Cougar Hunter Jake, look, your girl's moved on." He goes, "I don't care. I already had her in the supply closet."
Moves right on to the next one. That is a smooth dog.
That is a dog that's going to be infected with some sort of disease.
I tip my cap to Cougar Hunter Jake. Wear protection and enjoy yourself, kids. There is my advice for the day. That Cougar Hunter Jake is indeed a smooth dog.
He
had cougars coming up left and right, too. And then I had another girl. She wants to be a cougar hunter for us. I believe she engages in some lesbianic behavior.
Mm-mm.
And she wants to find some cougars. God, this is awesome.
Good for you, Tim. You've really got it all figured out these days. It's good to be Tim.
He lives the life the rest of us can only dream about.
I'd love to sell the thing right now. If somebody would buy it, I'd be done. I'd play poker and do this show, and I'd be very happy.
Sell it to InBev.
You think they'd be interested?
Sure.
Think they'd be interested?
That's their foray into reaching out to the folks of the Lou. Hey, nice. Look, we got this website for you here. It's called Inside InBev.
Nice.
They just dropped how many billions?
48 billion, though.
48 billion? They got to have a couple million lying around.
A couple million? It's going to cost them at least 48 billion to get this website.
Is it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Would you take like 42 billion?
Don't say anything, but yeah.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody.
I would suggest you sell for $42 billion.
Kat?
I hope that one day, if you would like to sell, you get a nice offer, and then that's when the center fielder suddenly becomes the businessman. Okay, let's see. I owe 79% of it, so that means... You think he'd do that?
He's in town this week.
Is he coming in?
I don't know, but I was told he's coming to town.
He's looking for a farm to buy, right?
He is.
Why does he want to sell his house and buy something else? That house is very nice.
He wants a farm. He wants to do some farming. Don't you want to do any farming?
What would you rather have, a farm?
There's nothing
or
I'd rather not do than
would you rather
farm.
Would you rather have a farm or a grotto in the back? He's got a nice setup there.
He really wants to put some overalls on and plant some crop.
Yeah, I don't believe that. There's a guy that can't figure out how to use his coffee maker. What's he going to do with a tractor? What's he going to do with a tractor?
Is he really going to plant a crop,
no.
Or is he just going to be like a gentleman rancher?
Gentleman rancher. God, I can already sense about 30 dude rancher emails coming in.
By the way, the crop of emails, not good today. Not
really?
Good. What's the prize again?
The Aces prize pack.
Sell it a little bit better than that. Anna Kournikova tickets, that's what I call it.
Anna Kournikova's in town. I wonder if she'll be in studio as well.
Doug, you got all the...
I think she would be here, yeah.
You got the Channel 4 connection.
Cougar Hunter Jake.
Do you think Cougar Hunter Jake could land her?
I think so.
How old is
really?
She?
He's a smooth dog.
How old is she? She's no
26
cougar.
26 or 7?
Cougar
She's
Hunter
not there
Jake.
Yet.
She's 28. Cougar Hunter Jake lands him young, too, man. Doesn't matter for Cougar Hunter Jake.
How old is he? He's about 28, 30,
he's 31.
What's he do for a living?
Hunts.
Edmonds Farms, Cougar Hunter Jake Hunts.
He probably doesn't do anything. He probably has some elderly gal who gives him millions of dollars to hang around.
Yeah, he's like Tom Cruise in Cocktail. Yeah. Man, Cougar Hunter Jake's got it all figured out.
Didn't work out that well for Tom, though, did it, in that movie?
Why, because he's banging guys now?
No, in that movie.
Oh.
She didn't look at him as a partner, as a boyfriend, as a possession.
Right.
Did you see that? And he had to draw the line.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah, you understand. Yeah. 903 in St. Louis. I've been looking forward to discussing this all weekend, and now we will have our chance. We've talked the Barry Bonds Cardinal thing in the 8 o'clock hour, and also how smooth of a dog Cougar Hunter Jake is. But Brett Favre and what's going on in Green Bay. I think this is fascinating. It's another one of the questions with no answers. I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys think and what the listeners think. We'll talk about it in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, hopefully catch up with Jay Williamson. It is the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.